The New Patriotic Party has impressed upon government to take major steps to turn around the poor performance of the agricultural sector. It says the drastic slowdown of agriculture has given rise to unemployment, increased malnutrition, and deepened poverty. This, the party believes, if not urgently addressed, would lead to a serious socio-economic disaster. The party made the assertion at a press conference in Accra. Rita Nyakun has more.
The MP for Kwadaso, who is also a ranking member of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Food, Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs, Dr. Akotua Friye, said the poor performance of the agricultural sector is reflected in the decline of the production of major staples, livestock, fisheries and the cocoa industry. The situation, he said, has reduced food security in the country. Dr. Friye said the 2013 budget statement expects a 4.9% growth in the agricultural sector, which in itself is not ambitious, but indicators so far suggest that the country will even be lucky if it ends the year with a growth of more than 2.5%. He attributed a decline in the reduction of meat and fish to the rise in the importation of livestock and poultry products and the mismanagement of the premix fuel. Dr. Friye added that the reduction in cocoa production is a reflection of the poor implementation of policies pursued by the NDC administration. He gave some reasons why the agricultural sector is declining.
In spite of the present needs of the farmers, the NDC government has not adopted adequate measures to reduce the burden of Ghanaian farmers. Lack of focus of agricultural policy is reflected in misplaced emphasis on window dressing schemes. Such programs designed to address youth unemployment in the short term are now absorbing disproportionate public resources. The NPP believes poverty alleviation programs are worthy. What is extremely worrisome is the management of these projects, which has resulted in huge financial losses to the state. The 2013 budget allocated 340.8 million Ghana cedis to the Ministry of Food and Agriculture. This amount represents less than 2.2% of the total budgetary allocation. Such low allocation will not mend the stagnant agricultural growth, which has characterized the performance of Ghana's agriculture.
Dr. Efriye bemoaned the current state of the agricultural sector and called on government to give it the necessary attention it deserves.
Rita Nyakufa filed that report.